This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
Whoa, hold on.
You didn't see
hold
it?
On. He was on his after shit.
He was like,
he wasn't even
in the morning. Yo,
was it good?
That's how it went.
Before we get into the convo, make sure you check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/DadaHipHop. Link will be in the description. Also, head over to DadaHipHop.com, click the merch tab. We got merchandise, t-shirts on there as well. Mike has a shop open too, so I'll let him give you the link, and we'll have that link in the description too.
shop.spreadshirt.com/MikeCTown. Got these nice tees. Got some other tees too. Got the C-Town original. That's only gonna be up for a limited time, so make sure you grab that shit up. But all you music geeks, go check my shop out, man. I really appreciate the support of everyone that's bought one so far. DJs, get at me, man. This shit should speak to y'all, unless you're one of those motherfucking CDJs that doesn't know about me.
Right.
Real mixing and scratching. Yeah, shame. If you're a real DJ,
press buttons and shit.
Get at me. I would love to, like, maybe throw you a free shirt to get you to wear this on the gram or whatever it is that y'all do. But yeah, man, if you really love music and you're about this record collector life,
I'll let your boy. All right, yeah, man, we just gonna talk about the XXL, but not in the sense of the actual list. We're gonna mention the artists that are on the list, of course, but over the last couple of years, we haven't talked about the XXL freshman list in a while, right? What, since 2013 or 14?
I thought they stopped doing it.
No, unfortunately they haven't, but that's where we're gonna actually have that discussion on whether they should continue to put out this list. But real quick, B, can you give a rundown of the artists that are on the freshman cover list for this year?
Kodak Black.
Oh, gosh, the only
one. That's your boy, know. Mike.
We have
that ain't my fucking boy. Kodak Black.
Ooh. He better be in too far.
Denzel Curry.
That's your boy, Rob.
We got Anderson .Paak. We got Lil Dicky. Who the hell is that?
He sucks.
Why?
Little Dicky
rapper.
We got a Little Uzi.
Nah, no.
Dave East.
Oh, he's dope.
That's
dope.
That's your,
dope. 21 Savage. Lil Yachty.
He was on Chance Boy,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And G Herbo. is that wrong?
I don't know.
No, that is
G-E-R-B-O.
Herbo. I've never heard. What was his name before?
Rap. He changed
his name.
Oh, okay.
He changed his name to G Herbo.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, so I know who he is then.
Didn't he make the list as Little Herb before?
Yes, he did.
So he made it twice?
If it's the same dude, then that's not fair. That's cheating.
Nah, that is cheating.
And then
XXL probably don't know.
They probably don't. They don't research shit.
No.
Wow. And then, last, probably definitely not least, is Future. I mean, not Future. I'm sorry.
Damn. We just listened to a couple of freestyles from these guys, and I don't know, man, like, it's disturbing that, you know, these are the guys that XXL would pick. And you know, it's gotten to the point where, like, I remember when Jay from 108 Jukebox, he sent me the fucking cover. And I looked at it, because I don't care about this thing. And I looked at it, I was like, they need to stop. Like, they need to just stop with this cover. And it's like, it makes me wonder, like, are they serious in this, or are they really doing this to troll people?
But what's wrong, though? Like, if this is what's hot, this is what's hot. It's not like they're coming out saying, hey, these are the 12 best MCs in the game. Like, people
but
like
wasn't
this
that
shit.
The premise behind it before?
No. I don't think they ever came positive.
It was always about, like, who's next.
Yeah.
Like, who's kind of hot now, who's going to take over rap?
In their opinion.
Yeah, in their opinion. So
it's even their opinion?
I think so.
It seems more like they're just looking at what's hot in the game.
I think that's what it is.
Internet,
I don't think they're even trying to curate, like, guys that they think could bubble up to the top. They're picking whoever's popping right now, whether they're good or bad, and putting them on the cover.
Well, I think then they're doing hip-hop a disservice by doing that.
Are they?
Why not?
Why are they? This is what people like.
But where's your integrity as a publication then?
How is that a lack of integrity, though? From what I understand, the only thing they've ever said is this is the next group of rappers that are the next hot group. they're not coming out saying, hey, these are the rappers that are changing the game, right, and they're dope MCs. Right. I don't think they've ever said that. It's just, if you look at where the game is going, unfortunately, this is where the game is going. These dudes are hot.
When we think about the guys that were on the cover back in the day, you know, the Kendricks and everything, yeah, all those guys, you know, I was also thinking like maybe that was like where hip hop was then, and yeah, this is where, this is a reflection of hip hop now.
Yeah.
You know, and if it is, we have plenty of dope artists that are out there. But, you know, I'm thinking about the dark ages when 2006, you know, around that time when hip hop was just bad. That whole era around that time where just everything was coming out, the Laffy Taffy and all the D4L and Crime Mob and all this stuff. You know, great, look. Hey, popular singles, popping everywhere, extremely popular, which is symbolic of what we have now. Panda.
He was trying to pass it.
He didn't take it.
He didn't take it. So is that where we are? And if it is, like, I don't know, man. I'm
at the like Miyake. I feel you, man. I feel you. Scary time.
Yeah, it is. It's frightening.
So you think
winter is coming?
Winter is coming, bro.
I disagree because you said it. You already
look
said it.
On the cover, Ralph.
I understand
that
you're on the cover.
But that's
I understand
like,
that. Look, you're on the cover, Ralph.
I understand all that, Ken. I understand all that. But you also, before you went into what you went into, you also stated that there's a lot of great hip hop artists out too, and I still think that they have a voice. So I don't think that it like all of these others are overtaking them. I just think they're part of the conversation.
They've already been on the cover. Chance is already on the cover. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Vic Mensa?
I'm sure.
We're already on the cover. It's like there's no hot young rappers that are coming out that we would like that have not already been on the cover.
Davies. I think he's the one person.
So I'm saying they have not been on the cover.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they've been there, done that.
Right.
You know, it almost feels like every year that this cover drops, and, you know, like I said, we haven't talked about it because it hasn't really been much to talk about. The only reason I really want to talk about it is like, I just feel like they just need to stop. I feel like there's, like, it carries no weight behind it anymore. Like, it's tired, it's old. Only thing that happens now is they put these guys on the cover, and people just openly complain about it. It's almost like they're deliberately trolling for attention.
But it's their thing now. You know what I'm saying? Why go away from something that you pretty much cemented? Like, everybody knows.
Because they know they're going to be talked about.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that as a publication?
Like,
even if it's not.
Only in a negative way from people that are our audience.
Right.
Like, the only things that are tired and old are us. The list isn't.
There's some young guys that are saying the same thing.
But there are people that would fall in line with people that have the same mentality as us. Exactly. I think that the people that make up the primary hip-hop audience these days, they're cool with this list cool because that's the shit they listen to.
Yeah, Kodak Black. Like,
y'all really, now people are really like
Lil Dicky. People love that.
Kodak Black. They love some Kodak Black.
That's what I'm saying.
They love all this bullshit.
Designer. They really
love that. Designer.
Well, maybe it's just the people I follow, I guess. Or things that I see is just people like mocking this guy, thinking he's a joke.
Of course, you're going to surround your social media with like-minded people. Right? So when you kind of take yourself out of your own social circle.
Right.
Which I try to do.
No, I feel you. I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm just saying Designer is pegged like that next big guy out of New York, yo. Like, he's supposed to be the guy.
And they're not that off with that. Designer will be a big artist.
But and see,
no, Designer's has a shelf life.
He does have a shelf life, but Rod's still right. He'll be the next big artist, but he won't be the next. Think about this. These lists, that's why they come out every single year. Because these dudes have a shelf life. You're right. They come out, they drop a project. Where the fuck is
Fred the Godson?
Where's
Fred the Godson?
Where is Mickey Fax? Where are these dudes at? Like, only very few people stick around.
Exactly.
Else there would not be a list every year.
It's like a draft, Ken. We, you know what I'm saying? We cover this on Data Sports. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, over half of the people drafted in the first round don't make it. That's kind of like this list. it's only gonna be two or three people that are gonna stick around and are actually gonna have some staying power in hip hop. But a lot of these guys for the next year, maybe three, their name is gonna be floated out there. They might have a hot single or two, and then something's gonna happen, and then they're gonna go away, and then they fizzle out.
Yeah, and they do the same thing every year. They throw like some type of underground, like Pop and do, like with Denzel Curry, and then yeah, you know, they always do that. It's the same format, man. And it's like you said, one or two people that's actually gonna like blow.
It's funny, some of the people that are on the list have already blown.
Ken ain't feeling that shit.
You know, like I said, like, dude, what you say?
Ken ain't feeling that shit. Look at this.
You guys. No, and I'm not disagreeing. You guys are spot.
Yeah,
and Anderson .Paak has been around for a while.
And he's not even a rapper.
Right.
But he's still on the XXL.
And good point. And didn't they have a singer last year too?
They did.
August Alsina.
It's like they're trying to take advantage of. Of the popularity of whoever it is. So now you're taking Anderson .Paak because he's extremely popular, and like you say, he's not even a freaking rapper. And then you know, August Alsina last year. You know, it's like you guys are trying to take advantage of what's popular right now just to give some type of validity to your cover.
What have they ever done? That's different than what you just said. XXL does what XXL does, man. I'm not gonna hate on it. I don't give a fuck about these lists, but if kids do, cool.
XXL pull out the voting poll for it. People go crazy and just started voting. They be voting, trying to vote their favorite artists in. So they love this type of stuff.
You know what this is? This is a Dead in Hip Hop review magnified. Like, when they see their favorite artist on a XXL cover, they feel validated in liking that artist. Yep. So they jump up and down. Oh my God! They like Little Dicky too. Yep. So I'm correct in liking Little Dicky's fucking bullshit, garbage, shitty fucking music. That's what they think. And maybe not with all those expletives, but
is it wrong to give these artists some sort of?
But I think that's the thing. They don't need the exposure. Like Mike said, these guys are already out there and popping. They're not.
They don't need the exposure. You're right.
Right. They're not putting anybody on. They're taking advantage of who's already on to make themselves look relevant.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
You know, and that's why I think it's got to the point where it's
so you think they're benefiting more than the artists?
Yes, absolutely.
Because they know that like. Formal magazines like that are not what's interesting. It's the internet. The internet is what's fueling music. So they're just, like you said, they're just taking advantage.
And just think about every one of those artists on the list is fan base, at least some of the bigger ones. Anderson's fan base is huge. Huge. Designer's fan base now is huge. East has a pretty sizable fan base. A lot of these guys on this list already have sizable fan bases. This is not necessarily propelling them to the next chapter of their career or creating even more buzz. These guys already have created buzz. I don't think this adds to anybody. Yeah, exactly. All of these guys already have buzz. I don't think this is adding to any one of these artists, which again begs the question, why do you continue to put out these lists? They're helping themselves, obviously. I guess that's the consensus, right?
And they're just basically coming out saying, you made it.
Right.
It's an award show without the award
it's
show.
It's a graduation or whatever.
It's just them saying, hey, you made it.
You know what's funny? I think one of the guys that's on there, is it Lil Uzi Uvert or whatever?
Lil Uzi Vert.
Is that, I think, and I think you sent me this beat where he was asked to freestyle. And correct me if I got the artist wrong.
Yep, because I think Ebro was playing like a Primo beat. Or something like that, and he was like, I'm not, you know what? No, I ain't rapping over that old beat. If you play that old beat, I'm not rapping at all. And you know, Ebro like, dude, just I'm gonna play the beat. Just rap. He like, no, I'm not. Look, bro, look at me. I'm a superstar, bro. I'm not rapping over it. He said, I'm a superstar, bro. I'm not rapping over some
dusty
stuff. So Dust, yeah, that's what he said. I'm not no Dusty MC or nothing like that. I'm a superstar. So if you play the Dusty beat, I'm telling you right now, if you play that Dusty beat, I'm not rapping.
Who do you fuck with off the list?
He's getting old too. He just don't know it.
Yeah. No, I know it. I dabble still a little, yeah. More than young, but
trying to hang on.
I am. That shit going, man.
Let me go.
You like,
I need a